content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the January Glamour Magazine 2019 and the December-January edition of 17 Magazine. We haven't touched that for a little bit. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, as always, welcome back. Today is Thursday, January 31st, 10 p.m. All right, well, last week we talked a lot about hope and grace and all that. And today we're going to start with an article from 17 Magazine about Kiernan Shipka. It's entitled Under Her Spell. Kiernan Shipka has charmed fans as Sabrina, the teenage witch. Now let her captivate you as she opens up about downtime rituals, talking things out, and the power of strong-willed women. All right, so Kiernan Shipka has been working as an actress for pretty much her entire life. But for years, the former Mad Men star was probably more on your parents' radar than on yours. I may as well have been a fly on the wall at the Kids' Choice Awards, she says. Now, with a 19-year-old playing iconic teen witch Sabrina Spellman in Netflix's Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, she's finally ready to welcome a new fan base, people her own age. Having my friends be genuinely excited to watch the show is really cool, Kiernan says. The creepy series has all the facets of a grown-up role, a love triangle, challenging authority, blood, and a pro-female message she's happy to get behind. I'm unreasonably excited that young girls are going to get to have this character be an inspiration to them. I think she is so strong-willed, has such a good heart, speaks her mind, stands up for herself, and questions things that she feels aren't right. Get to know Kiernan, and you'll feel the same way about her, too. On her big role, she's drawn to Sabrina's girl power. I gravitate toward feminist content because that's just who I am. But there was something so cool about this show being so feminist while still having this very separate fantastical element. It's sort of set in this timeless period where there aren't many references to pop culture or what's happening now or what happened in the past. But at the same time, it's related to what's happening in many different ways and resonates on so many levels. The character pushes her to be a better person. Sabrina is, for all intents and purposes, a teenage girl as much as she's a witch who's faced with decisions no teenager could ever deal with. She puts herself in situations that are very risky, on the life-threatening side of risky. But to have a character who is so strong-willed has really inspired me. To play someone completely and utterly passionate and who doesn't back down makes me want to be the best person I can possibly be. It made her change up her look. I was 2 months into having long, dark brown hair and just absolutely loving it. And then this happens. No complaints. I'm down for anything, but I actually want my hair to be brown or red. Sabrina is Witch Spo. I would hesitate to call a 16-year-old Sabrina Spellman a role model, but at the same time, I remember when I was 13 or 14, how I would see a movie and I would want to be exactly like a character. So to grow up and have a character like Sabrina influence someone's life, that's so cool to me. She loves her on-screen BF, Harvey Kinkle, a.k.a. Ross Lynch. Ross is the best, and I couldn't imagine having a better person to be shipped with. I think our relationship on Sabrina is so pure and so sweet, and I'm totally in love with it. I think that a lot of people are going to be as well, and I don't blame them. She's now too busy to date IRL. I'll wrap on Saturday at 6 a.m., so I'm pretty much useless on Saturday. And then Sunday, I have to get all my stuff done for Monday. Occasionally, the cast can drive me out for a fun time, but work is my number one priority right now. On doing good. An upside to having phones and social media has been so much more awareness of all the injustices and things going on in the world, and having a voice and platform that just didn't exist before. It's just really incredible to me. I feel like I can continually learn new things every single day. Recently, on Instagram, I did the 10 Featured Teachers campaign, and it was so amazing and such a beautiful experience to see all these teachers and kids getting books that they needed. It was very gratifying to see it actually have an impact in individual people's lives, and to watch thank you videos from people who are just so, so happy to have a book that they've wanted. It's just amazing. So, more of that to come for sure. I'm interested to see how we can take that hashtag and put it on a greater scale. On taking care of herself. She's all talk. I love to talk things out, but don't necessarily always start by wanting to. Yet, I immediately find that if I talk to someone, just to personify whatever is happening and acknowledge it for what it is instead of catastrophizing it or catastrophizing about it, it feels so much better. She minds her moods. Sleep is humongous. If I'm not getting good sleep, my attitude, my mood, and my thoughts change. Self-check-ins are really important, as is getting my mind off things in a way that still feels enriching, like reading a book, watching a wonderful movie, or a funny TV show, or doing something that can help me escape without being mindless. For me, socializing is really important too. I'm an introvert by nature. I recharge by being alone. But I love going out with people and having good conversation. That helps tenfold if I'm ever stressed out. Toast relaxes her. I decompress by getting a massage, cooking myself dinner, watching Queer Eye, and going to bed. I cook very basic things. I really enjoy making toast. It's therapeutic, drizzling honey over toast with almond butter and banana. Karaoke picks her up. I recently split my pants down the middle while falling to my knees to sing The Climb by Miley Cyrus. It was worth it. I also discovered that Shots by LMFAO is extremely fun to do as karaoke because it's so ridiculous. It gets everybody going. On growing up, her high school life wasn't totally typical. I did an independent study program throughout high school, so I never went to a regular high school. But that doesn't mean I did not go to high school dances and parties. I found a way. I always felt like I had all the social benefits of going to a school without having to wake up and actually go to one. I think there's probably a lot of high school drama that I missed out on. I'm happy I didn't have to go through a lot of it. She knows figuring out who you are isn't easy. I never felt like I had to conform to a certain belief, But individuating yourself from your parents is inevitable, no matter how great they are. That can feel uncomfortable and weird. Sabrina is going through it earlier than I did, but I relate to the weirdness of it all. Coming into your own sounds so elegant, but it doesn't seem that smooth when it happens. It's something I've been exploring for a while. I figured it out to an extent, but with a giant sigh. She's happy with who she's become. Growing up is definitely complicated. Everyone has their own journey. I'm at a place where I feel more myself than I ever have, and I'm loving that, and I'm excited that Sabrina came my way. It feels like something I can handle in a way that probably would have been a different experience when I was 16. On the best advice she's received. Stand up for yourself and be your best advocate. That's something that's so important and can be applied to any career. I've definitely learned to speak up when it's called for and to ask questions and to not be afraid to own it and just go for it. And being supportive of other women is always essential. Essential! It's important to have conversations with other women. We are all in this together. And her faves, recent show, Queer Eye, obviously. Beauty product, retinol, like the Marie Veronique Treatment Retinol Serum. It completely changed my skin, 100%. Food, I'll bet you guessed this one, just good bread and butter. Archie Comics character, I was a total Betty gal. Emoji, the cool one with the sunglasses, for sure. I feel like it's such a mood. And candy, I'm a big movie theater candy kind of person. I love a Junior Mints situation. Okay, well, it is the start of the year, and we're going to talk a little bit about your money. And this is from the January 2019 Glamour magazine. Hashtag think. Retire by 45 with $1.5 million in the bank. Emma Patti, 28, quit her marketing job 2 years ago and plans to never work a corporate gig again. Kirsten Saunders, 34, and husband Julian, 38, were once $200,000 in debt, but are on track to retire with a net worth of roughly $1.5 million before they turn 45. A lucky break? Nope. They are part of an exploding community of people who are hacking their finances through frugal living, saving, and investing to retire decades earlier than the U.S. average age of 61. It's called FIRE, F-I-R-E in all caps, which stands for Financial Independence, Retire Early. While the retire part is a loose term, many people still have side gigs. The idea is that FIRE gives you the financial freedom to pursue passion projects and kick the traditional 9-to-5 to the curb. Previous generations were taught that you work for one company for 30 years and they'll take care of you, says Sophia Berra, a certified financial planner and founder of Gen Y Planning. Now you have a generation that's going, how do I do things differently? Sometimes that means taking a radically different approach to money. Here's how some FIRE followers do it. Keep expenses low and pay off debt. Many people on the FIRE path figure out how to live in one room for almost nothing and save 80-90% of their income because they see the goal and they want to get there, says Vicky Robin, 73, who learned to consume less in a shared economy community in the 1970s. Her book, Your Money or Your Life, 9 Steps to Transforming Your Relationship with Money and Achieving Financial Independence, has become a Bible for FIRE followers. Patty kept her housing expenses low, even with the high cost of living in a metropolitan area. It's possible. When I was making $30,000 in Boston, I spent only $350 a month on rent by living in a bedroom in a cheaper neighborhood. She says, I made 3 meals a day and tried to keep them under a dollar, didn't go on dates, and barely traveled. Kirsten Saunders, who still works as a marketing director, and Julian, who left his marketing job last summer, first paid off, in 5 years, a combined $200,000 in debt from credit cards, student and car loans, and a mortgage, by keeping costs lean. But they don't deprive themselves. Julian is a trained chef, so they eat well at home, although they do skip cable and gym memberships. That's easy to do on a day-to-day level, says Kirsten, and she scrutinizes bigger expenses. The girls' trip or weddings, I ask myself, is this worth extending my timeline for whatever goal I had in mind? Get a second or third income. The side hustle is key to FIRE devotees. Bringing in extra income on top of a full-time job allows followers to sock away money faster and invest more. At 20, when Patty was making $30,000 a year at a full-time government job in Boston, she lived with her boyfriend and his parents and took up dog sitting and resume writing. After a year, she had saved more than $9,000. Patty and her boyfriend broke up, but she continued her FIRE lifestyle and moved to more affordable Portland, Oregon, where she bought her first house at 21 for $144,000. FIRE followers often move to lower cost of living areas to make their money go further. There she worked full-time in marketing, picked up 20 hours a week at side jobs, and rented out the extra room in her house. By 26, she had $900,000 in real estate equity. After buying several more properties, plus about $150,000 in investment and retirement accounts, that's when she felt comfortable enough to quit her job. Real estate is a common second income for FIRE followers. Julian Saunders saved for 2 years to purchase a second home. Recently, the Saunderses moved into a third home, and they plan to live off the rental income from the other two while continuing to invest in low-fee index funds. Before you dive into real estate, Barra says, think about how much work you want to do. A rental property might keep you from traveling the world on a whim. It also could be risky if you don't have property management experience. Stay focused on your number. Most FIRE folks base their spending and saving rules on their number, or the amount of money they feel comfortable living on after leaving their jobs. Take your yearly expenses and multiply it by 25, Patty says. That's the number FIRE followers generally agree you need to retire. Then follow what FIRE enthusiasts call the 4% rule. Whatever your savings or investments, you can withdraw 4% each year, adjusting for inflation, to live on. When your 4% amount covers your expenses, you can walk away. The number I gave myself was $800,000, Patty says. I figured that about $30,000 a year would always be enough for a comfortable life and give me the financial freedom to pursue writing full-time. Patty got married at 25, and while her husband still works as a supervisor for a medical clinic system, she doesn't count his income as part of her financial independence number. If we ever got divorced, I would still be financially independent, she says. That's something I feel really passionate about. So many women don't push for their own financial independence. Kirsten Saunders says she and Julian don't have an exact number, but more of a feeling that $1.2 million to $1.5 million is right for them. We plan to live by the 4% rule, but we won't rely exclusively on that withdrawal to fund our lifestyle, she says. We'll still have other income from our rental properties, and we want to pursue other business ventures. Always invest. Many FIRE enthusiasts also turn to low-fee index funds, which don't have the high fees of an actively managed fund and are a favorite of many financial advisors. And remember, says Barra, it's time in the market, not timing the market, that adds up. Even if you can follow the frugal lifestyle of FIRE, it still may not be right for you. Critics warn that FIRE has mostly been accessible to well-off men, and gender and racial pay disparities can make it harder for others to achieve. And there are risks to leaving the workforce so early, says Robin. Your Social Security benefits may be stunted, and you will be on your own for health insurance. Some people end up going back to their jobs, Robin says, not because they need the money, but because they need the mental challenge. That's why Barra stresses the importance of figuring out why you want to retire and why financial independence is so important to that goal. Is it so that you can get a job at a nonprofit, she says? Or is it that you really want to start your own business? Kirsten Saunders isn't looking to convert anyone to FIRE, but there is one thing she wants everyone, every woman, to do. At least financially independent. To become at least financially independent. Get rid of the shame women carry when it comes to talking about money, she says. FIRE is a form of feminism for me. We've been taught things like money doesn't buy happiness, and we use that as a catch-all as to why we don't need it. But money is absolutely connected to quality of life. And Jessica Militaire is a writer in New York City. Okay, and we're going to finish up with a advice column here on blackheads. Blackheads busted. Step away from the magnifying mirror. Instead, focus on the top five ingredients that can clear up those dark spots. First, what are they? They're clogged pores filled with dirt and oil, which darken from mixing with the air and bacteria, says dermatologist Sherry Marchbain, MD. They're normal and clearable, but can return easily. All right, glycolic acid. A peel pad infused with this pore-cleaning superstar is ideal for sensitive skin. It sloughs away dead skin cells to make pores look smaller and increases moisture levels at the same time, says Dr. Marchbain. And Pixie Beauty Glow Peel Pads, $22 at pixiebeauty.com. All right, here's some charcoal. Consider this detoxifier a vacuum for your pores. Charcoal has the ability to lift, build up out of the skin. So it has the ability to lift, build up out of the skin like a magnet, says Dr. Marchbain. Garnier Skin Active Ultra Clean Charcoal 3-in-1 Wash, Scrub, Mask. $8 at GarnierUSA.com. Retinol. It reduces the stickiness of the cells that clog pores and speeds up the rate of skin cell turnover, so grime can be removed more easily and frequently. Differin Gel, $30 at drugstores. Squeeze safely. Can't see a pro to extract your blackheads? Use Dr. Lee's method. Wash your hands and face with warm water. Then apply light pressure with your fingertips or two Q-tips, never your nails, to push out the oil. All right, pore strips. The safest way to do a clean out? Pore strips, P-O-R-E, strips. Gently and effectively pull out blackheads without damaging the skin, says dermatologist Michelle Henry, M.D. Biore, B-I-O-R-E, accent. Deep cleansing pore strips. $6.50 at drugstores. Salicylic acid, otherwise known as aspirin. It's able to penetrate your skin's oil, then get deep into pores to demolish impurities, says dermatologist Sandra Lee, M.D., otherwise known as Dr. Pimple Popper. St. Ives Blackhead Clearing Green Tea Scrub, $4 at drugstores. All right, and that's got the salicylic acid in it. All right, and here's just something fun. 17 took a poll. Which show would you watch all weekend long? Friends or Grey's Anatomy? Well, if you said Friends, you were with 60% of people. And if you said Grey's Anatomy, 40%. All right, here's a calling all writers. Want a chance to be published in 17 or on 17.com? We're teaming up with Write the World for a personal essay contest on the topic of change, how you're making it, experiencing it, or dreaming about it. The competition is open to teens ages 13 to 18, and it runs from September 18 until October 30. Oh boy, I guess of this coming year. Wow. Alrighty, and essays must be 500 to 1,000 words long, and if you submit yours by October 2nd, you may get expert feedback. Visit writetheworld.com for more info and to enter. Alright. Well, whether you enter the contest or not, write in that journal. What would you like to change? How are you changing things? How would you like to change? What are you going to do? Okay. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anika Gal, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5500.